This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Peggy Ferguson, PEGGYFERGUSON, date of birth 03/26/1946, date of appointment November 21st, 2023, requesting physician Eric Klausner, ERICKLAUSNER. Dear Dr. Klausner, I have the pleasure of seeing Peggy Ferguson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who was admitted to the St. Mary's Hospital on 11/14/2023 because she had an episode. She was sitting in the wheelchair having dinner with the husband. And then suddenly she became unresponsive. The eyes were open and rolled back. After that, she vomited out, no shaking. She went to the St. Mary's Hospital where she was diagnosed with UTI and admitted over there for antibiotics. CT of the head done, which was read as negative, EEG done, which did not show any seizure activity. Carotid ultrasound also done. Which shows bilateral atherosclerotic disease, less than 50% stenosis. Today patient is here for follow-up in my office. She did not have any more episode. Her right foot is weak. She has a history of Parkinson's disease and Lewy body dementia. She is taking Sinemet 25/100, 2 PO, 4 times daily. Past medical history. Parkinson's disease, hypertension, epistaxis, history of fall, Lewy body dementia, past surgical history, cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, partial left hip replacement, allergy, no known drug allergy medication, carbidopa, levotopa, 25/100, 2 tablet, 4 time daily, hydrocodone for as needed basis, aspirin 81 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide, bisoprolol, irbesartan, social history, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol, married, live with the husband, have 4 children. family history, mother deceased, father deceased due to MI2 sister. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having blackout spell and high blood pressure. Physical examination, blood pressure 100 over 70, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, bowel sound present. Next up, all there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal. Hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift. There is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 5/5. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pin prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. She came in the office in a wheelchair. Assessment and plan, 77-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, syncope. Number 2, seizure, probably syncopal seizure. Number 2, Parkinson's disease. Number 3, Lewy body dementia. Number 4, history of fall. Next paragraph. Her seizure-like activity can be due to the syncope. Epilepsy is less likely. Her workup in the hospital, including EEG and CT of the head, is negative. For Parkinson's disease, she is taking Sinamed 25/100, 2 PO4 time daily, and she is very stable. I would like to see her back in my office in 6 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.